You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
When the 2010 Tony Award nominations were announced last week, it came as no surprise that the revival of Fences, August Wilson's Pulitzer Prize-winning drama, topped the list for plays with 10, the most ever for a revival of a play. And they included Best Leading Actor nods for its two stars, Denzel Washington and Viola Davis. It's at the Court Theater in a limited run only until July 11th, and I'm very pleased to welcome Ms. Davis, whose performance has been called magnificent, incandescent, and heart-wrenching, back to our show. It's a pleasure to see you again.
Thank you very much.
Now, you won a featured actress Tony for August Wilson's King Headley II in 2001, nominated for his play Seven Guitars in 1996. Should have won for that. did you work with him personally on those productions?
I did. And Seven Guitars, I also worked with Lloyd Richards. Mm. That was his last August Wilson production, so we traveled the country with it before we actually came to New York. So I really worked closely with August in terms of rewrites, and that was quite a process.
Well, you seem so perfect for the parts that you've played. Did he ever write a character with you in mind?
I don't think so. That probably would have been a better question for him. But I think the characters found me at the right time in my life.
Have you been in any of the other plays?
Yes, I have. Joe Turner's Come and Gone was my first professional production at Trinity Rep.
The director of this production, Kenny Leon, has also directed many of Wilson's other plays. And he did the entire Century Cycle.
He sure did.
So, this is kind of like a family affair. The costumes are by Constanza Romero, Wilson's widow.
Yes.
The cast includes Stephen McKinley Henderson, another Wilson veteran.
Yes.
Do you think it makes a difference that so many people involved in the production knew August Wilson?
I don't know so much that, but it does help that they are so immersed in that language and that world and so passionate about it that it does make the process easier.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the original production of Fences in 1987?
I didn't. I was in Rhode Island being a poor college student.
Well, that was 23 years ago. You were way too young for the part then.
Yes.
But Mary Alice was brilliant in it. And
absolutely.
James Earl Jones was spectacular. But I remember seeing it, but sometimes you can compare, but it was too long ago.
Yeah,
this was very different.
Yeah, a lot of people feel like this was kind of a revisionist kind of a production. And that's always great to hear because I think that that's the job of an artist is to interpret the role as you see fit and not to copy. And that's the beauty of what we do is that every artist, just like every audience, finds something new and different.
Well, this is what makes all of these productions of Shakespeare's plays so wonderful. Otherwise, I'd say, oh, gee, I know Hamlet already. I don't have to see it again. Yeah. In this case, Denzel Washington is very different than James Earl Jones. And he said he wanted to play Troy now while it's still age appropriate.
Yeah, he said that when Troy Maxson came to him, he said, well, wait a minute. I'm too young for this. And then he said, oh, wait a minute. No, he's 53. I'm 55. You know, if I wait any longer, I'm going to be too old. And that's how I felt about Rose. All of a sudden, I'm in my mid-40s. And for so long, I said, oh, I'm not old enough for Rose. And now, obviously, it's found its way into my life at the right time. And that's always the beauty of acting, is when you grow to a point where you could play all these fantastic roles and you have the life experience in order to interpret them.
In the case of August Wilson, you also have somebody who just wrote wonderful words for you to say.
Yes, absolutely.
The original production won the Pulitzer Prize, the Tony for Best Play, and just about every other major award, and it ran for 15 months. Is this the first Broadway revival?
This is the first Broadway revival.
What do you think hasn't been done before?
This is the first Broadway revival. I think it's about time.
Well, do you think it's a difficult play? Because the two characters are so complex, the two leading characters mm-hmm. are so complex, and if they're not done right, mm-hmm. if we can't see the humanity in, especially in Troy, who's such a difficult character, then the whole play falls apart.
Absolutely. It's very, very difficult. I'm exhausted every night. Yes, the grandness, the scope of Troy Maxson's character, because it's a true tragedy, in the same vein as Arthur Miller. And at the same time, Act Two is momentous for me because
It's your act.
And also because of the time frame. I mean, within three scenes, you see the whole kind of demise of a relationship. And also in four scenes in Act Two, it spans the scope of 7 years. Mm-hmm. And that's very difficult for an actor. And especially the first two scenes, you know, there's 6 months apart.
And all you have is the stage going dark for a few moments.
Well, a few moments
and then
before
suddenly
you
you're
make that huge
a couple of years older.
Leap. Yes, absolutely. It's very difficult.
Do you think that August Wilson wrote especially good roles for women? There are some playwrights, people say that David Mamet, for example, struggles when he's writing mm-hmm. women's roles.
And I don't know what it was about August. Once again, that would have been a better question for him. But I think that he really captured the essence of being a woman. He certainly captured that in Vera in Seven Guitars, Tanya in King Hedley, and certainly Rose. And what it is, it's a stark truth. It's not just something that he imagined. It's almost like a woman did write it. He really captured the depth of Rose's pain, and her journey also is very familiar to me as a woman of 44, and I wonder where he got that from. And I think it comes from his love of his mother. That's just my opinion.
It also could just be that he's a great writer.
And
the way that Chekhov
understood
the human heart and Shakespeare understood the human heart, there are some great playwrights who have that ability. My guest is Viola Davis, starring with Denzel Washington at the Court Theater in the revival of August Wilson's Fences. And Rose is a complicated character because she's married to this very troubled man. And she seems to understand what he's all about, but at the same time, a lot of us would not put up with him.
Yeah, well, that happens when you fall in love. I think that that's probably, it comes with the deal that you put up with the shortcomings until the rug is pulled from under her feet, and then she's left with no choice but to kind of see this other life for herself. Survival mm-hmm. kicks in. And I think that's what makes her interesting. I think it makes her a liberated woman, actually.
So do you think about that before you start working on the role?
Absolutely.
Who is this person really, and
Absolutely.
Why does she do what she does?
Absolutely. It's my job as an actor. My only job as an actor is to present to the audience a fully realized human being. That's my job. And if I haven't succeeded in doing that, then of course, I failed.
Well, this is one of the problems we have sometimes with big movie stars. No matter how good they're acting, we can't get past the fact that they are that person we know. We recognize their image immediately. You have this chameleon ability. I don't think anybody in the audience thinks, oh, that's Viola Davis. They think that's Rose Maxson. The play is set in Pittsburgh in 1957. Where does it fit in Wilson's century cycle? I would assume somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle of Joe Turner. I think it comes after Seven Guitars or soon afterwards. But I think that it's very fitting that this play starts in 1957 because it is at a time when women were so repressed. And their roles were very definite. Housewife, they define themselves within a marriage. And then I think it's also fitting that the play ends in 1965, when she has now, she's no longer married. Of course, Troy is dead, and now she's had to redefine herself.
But it's also at an important time in civil rights in the United States, because Jackie Robinson has already broken the color line 10 years earlier, but
yes.
At the same time, there is still segregation in the South, or although the Supreme Court has decided against it, we have not yet really had the Civil Rights Act. That didn't come until the last year the play takes place.
Absolutely. And August writes a lot about unfulfilled dreams and hopes. And I think that that makes for great drama when you create these characters who are so articulate and so aware and have so much ability, and yet they are repressed within the confines of the culture and class.
Well, Troy feels it's too late. He was a good baseball player, but because he came along too early, he only played in the Negro Leagues, could never break into the major leagues. He felt that he was, the circumstances of his life, he is functionally illiterate.
Yes,
he went to prison at one point. All of these things he blames other people for.
Absolutely. He's frustrated. I mean, and he wasn't just a good player. He was a great player. He probably could have been another Babe Ruth. And imagine that, in your life, that you find something that you love and that you're great at, and you're told you can't do it. So you can imagine his frustration. There's a part of me, Viola, in 2010, that very much understands that when I watch the play unfold.
Mm. Because black actors have still faced problems in getting decent roles.
Oh, absolutely, they do. Absolutely. Hollywood, I think, slowly is coming around, but very slowly.
In the first half of the play, Rose seems kind of shy and retiring, and it's only in the second that we realize her true strength. What did you do to go about realizing that kind of transformation?
The first act for me is very difficult, because it's only in the moments of silence that I can really kind of telegraph her frustrations. And her frustrations are one that every married woman probably faces after 18 years of marriage, of not knowing who you are, kind of being buried within, the bigness and the scope of Troy Maxson.
And he is a larger-than-life character in his own mind, as well as in the minds of the people who
absolutely.
He interacts with.
And she is not. And she allows him to take the helm of the ship until that no longer, becomes an option.
Well, the audience, at least the night I went, was quite vocal in its support of Rose when she stands up to Troy. Do you feel Broadway audiences are more willing to voice their feelings now than they did in the past?
Well, as I understand, in 1987, they were voicing their opinions very loudly over Rose's scenes in Act Two also. I don't know. I think it's kind of timeless, the audience's reaction. I really do.
The other day it was announced that Fences has broken the box office record at the Court Theater. It grossed more than $1 million last week, and it was number 7 on the list of top grossing Broadway shows, the only non-musical. Is it surprising? I'm assuming it's gratifying to see audiences flocking to a serious drama in such numbers, especially in a time when we're told that money is tight.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I think, number one, I have to hand it to Denzel Washington. He probably wouldn't like me saying that. I don't know. But I think that people flock because of him also.
His star power.
His star power. I think people like him, too. But also, I think that people want to be moved. People come to the theater to be moved, to have a divine experience. In the same way, we want to have that experience when we go to church. that somehow we want to leave the theater different than what we came in. And I think that happens with this play. I think it happens with all of August's plays, that somehow it touches a truth within ourselves, no matter what race, class, sex. And I think that people are willing to spend money for that.
Although, in fairness to you, Terry Teachout in the Wall Street Journal said that people come for Denzel, but that your performance is the one that will stick with them. Mm-hmm. I'm not. I know you're not in competition. This is set to close on July 11th. Is there any chance of an extension?
Oh, well, I'm probably not the one to ask about that.
Because Denzel has other commitments, I'm sure.
I don't even know what his commitments are, but we'll see. I know right now I haven't been on stage in 6 years since Intimate Apparel at the Roundabout Theater. And theater is not for the faint of heart.
Well, you've been doing films.
I've been doing films. I've been living my life, you know, but theater is definitely, it's my first love. And it takes a lot of work.
Don't you have a couple of films coming out soon?
I do have a couple of films. Eat, Pray, Love with Julia Roberts, Night and Day with Tom Cruise. And I'm about to film The Help after this play closes in Mississippi.
Meanwhile, you have until July 11th to see this. It's Fences, starring Denzel Washington, Viola Davis, and a wonderful cast. With original music by Branford Marsalis.
Yes.
That's quite wonderful, too.
Beautiful
really
music.
Does set the scene at the beginning of every scene.
Beautiful.
And it's at the Court Theater at 138 West 48th Street. Viola Davis, thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you so much.